from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, early voting in New Jersey enters its sixth day as reports of higher voter turnout are again being reported across the state. Polls are open till 8 p.m. Through Tuesday, New Jersey voters had cast more than 1.1 million ballots, including more than 663,000 vote-by-mail ballots. The last day for early voting is Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. A state grand jury has indicted six state correctional police officers in connection with an assault at a youth prison in Burlington County.
One state corrections sergeant is accused of spraying a young inmate with pepper spray at the Garden State Youth Correctional Facility in Chesterfield twice without cause on the same day in April 2020. Five senior corrections officers are accused of helping cover up the incident, filing reports that said the inmate had been uncooperative. State Attorney General Matt Platkin says the alleged conduct is a discredit to every correctional officer who performs their duties with integrity. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A boil water advisory remains in effect in three New Jersey communities following a highway water main break Wednesday morning on Route 206 South in Somerset County. Most water service has been restored, but folks in Raritan, Bridgewater, and Somerville are being told to boil their water until further notice. Last June, water service was disrupted for days when a 36-inch main broke in the same area. NJ American Water says a new water main will be built early next year. In years past, Atlantic City has run a very successful Class 2 program of part-time special law enforcement officers to handle the surge of seasonal visitors, says Police Chief James Sarkos. But recently, there's not many interested in a career in law enforcement.
And those who are interested in a career can find full-time jobs rather easily. So we don't see a huge candidate pool for Class 2 law enforcement officers' positions. And when we do find those who are interested in that position, a lot of time they don't stay for long because they'll get hired full-time rather quickly.
Atlantic City has funding to hire 70 part-time officers through the Class 2 program, but Sarko said so far they only have five, all of them retired officers. The suggestion now is to transition away from hiring Class 2 officers and fill that with more full-time officers. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Happy Halloween. It's going to be a hot one. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather. You know, Halloween is one of the most important weather forecasts of the year for all the kiddos looking forward to working hard for their candy. And I'm happy to pass along the best possible news. Today stays completely dry, just like the rest of October, of course. It's also getting really warm out there. Highs near 80 degrees this afternoon, near record high temperatures, mostly sunny skies through most of the afternoon. We'll see some clouds roll in tonight. It's going to stay mild overnight, almost summer-like with lows in the 60s. And tomorrow, still warm in the mid-70s. Expect a brief shower in the morning, then breezy and clearing to sunshine. The cooler air comes into play this weekend. Saturday will be sunny, but highs scale back to the upper 50s to around 60. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather is brought to you by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glenn Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Siegert? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this fall from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglenn.com. Right now, Morristown 67, Ewing 66, Turnersville 70. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.